This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. It's been almost 2 years since schools in Massachusetts closed indefinitely and made a hard pivot to remote learning because of the pandemic. Today, all public schools are back in person, and state officials say kids and teachers can take their masks off at the end of the month if it's okay with local officials. But students say the upheaval of the pandemic is still taking a toll. WBUR's Carrie Young recently asked a few students to reflect on what school is like now and how the pandemic has changed them.
Some students are calling it COVID schooling, and the Omicron surge was just another weird plot twist.
A lot of my classmates, it was like they were getting picked out of the class and they were just like gone. Like we didn't know if they had COVID or not, but they were just gone.
This is Josihana Colon, a senior at New Mission High School in Hyde Park.
The school is more quieter. There was sometimes like classes where like new lessons weren't being taught because kids weren't there.
Across town, Tae Nguyen, a senior at Excel High School in South Boston, says the disruption of yet another COVID wave was yet another blow to her morale.
I haven't learned anything when going to school. And so I feel like that's why many of us start feeling like we don't have any motivation to go to school anymore because we don't do anything at school.
How do you feel about getting COVID? Like, are you really anxious about that?
I just came back to school like on Friday, so I just recovered from it.
Nguyen says the hardest part about being sick was being away from school and missing out on even more class time. She explains her motivation took a nosedive in 2020 when classes went online full-time, and it's been hard to build that energy back. Nguyen and Colon say when the Omicron surge was peaking, they had this nagging fear that school leaders might bring remote learning back again.
I'm like, oh no, let's not go back to that. Like, I know my grade is going to fumble like very bad, and I know my mental health is going to go back into the hole that it was.
It's definitely scary. I don't want to give up the very important developmental years of my life to a computer screen.
Joshua Correa is from New Bedford, and he's currently a senior at UMass Amherst. Like many students, he's conflicted about COVID safety and policy.
I am privileged enough to not be immunocompromised or have anybody in my immediate friends group or family group be immunocompromised, so the foundational word I would describe what my anxiety revolves around is community or social interaction.
He and Colon say their feelings right now are complicated. They know that COVID safety precautions have saved lives, especially in the beginning. But those precautions made them feel isolated and came at a critical developmental time in their lives. And they worry how that will impact their future.
To have a large portion of the population now start to like recede, be more isolated and not go out to as many events, like try to be more safe. It just reduces the amount of people you get to meet, the amount of perspectives you get exposed to. So I am concerned that my experience is getting slightly tunnel vision.
Pre-COVID, I'd probably be like, well, I'd be hoping to get into like one of the like the best colleges, maybe an Ivy League, da da da. And maybe I'd be getting these scholarships for my academic excellence. But because COVID did happen and because my academics did suffer tremendously, like my choices have been a little bit limited.
COVID has changed Tae Nguyen's plans, too. She now hopes to study education policy in college, which is a big shift from her pre-pandemic plan.
Before that, I wanted to be a pharmacist, but after that, I changed my goal and my passion.
Nguyen says she realizes the pandemic has been painful for a lot of people. For now, she feels grateful for a new direction that can get her excited about school again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.